Simin Shinayin Aleph, Siv Vav. Machaber discusses a case, one of the Bnei HaChatzar, one of the people living in one of the houses in this Chatzar, was a Geisus when Shabbos started. Geisus means they're in the Matzav, in a state that they're very, very sick, and we expect them to be Nifter, to leave this world very shortly. So even though this person was so sick that we knew that he's not going to make it through the day, he's going to be Nifter over Shabbos, still right now he's considered from the people who are Dar in this Abayis in this Chatzar, and the Asers, and the only Eitzah is to mezak him in a chelek of the Erev, before Shabbos. Mishmur explains that some might think it's dear blood b'alim, because we know he's not going to make it through Shabbos. Kamashba, the chiddush is, as long as he's alive, he's kechayel of the chodvar, if a kais is considered alive, needs to be part of the Erev. Mishmur brings the Magen Avraham, lets his first attack dies on Shabbos, now he answers. Since his Erev wasn't roy l'skayim, it wasn't roy to make it through the whole Shabbos, because roy v'gais l'misa, gais usually does not survive, so therefore when he is nifter, he does answer. There's no Shabbos kivin shehotra hotra in this case, since it wasn't expected to make it through the end of Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only negiah to a very specific case, to a very limited case, because somebody else was living together with his geis in the house, his family was there, the heir is not part of it, because they're still part of it. Also, if somebody who does not live in his chatzar, yarshins this geis is when he passes away on Shabbos, and does not come in on Shabbos to live in the house, now it's a dear blei b'ilum. So the first half of Shabbos had the heir, the second half is a dear blei b'ilum, as we discussed earlier in the simon. Well, the Rambam is discussing when someone from the shuk, someone from the street who yashes the house and comes on Shabbos to live in the house, or one of the Bnei HaChatzar who does not live in this house but lives in a different house in this Chatzar, yashes them on Shabbos. And then the Erev that was made for the Geisus was not ready to make it to the whole Shabbos. You see Tagadah on Shabbos, no Shabbos, hell, v'hotra, v'hotra. There's no solution for that case. And the Mishnah Berurah is based on this. If you have a case of an Erev and have Shabbos for all the Bnei HaChatzar, Lamaisa was a Geisus living in the Chatzar, someone in the Chatzar was the Matzah of Gesisa, he's about to die, you know he's included in the Erev. If he dies on Shabbos, his part of the Erev is batal, and you could potentially have a problem in these cases when the Echav and Ashuk, whose Yarshin comes to live in the house on Shabbos, or the Yarsh, someone from the Chatzar, lives in a different house than the Chatzar, and no one else lived in the house of the Geisus by the beginning of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that's only if the Erev is made special for the Shabbos. But if the Erev is made for previous Shabbosim, and this is just one of the random Shabbosim in the year when the Erev is being used, like we usually do Erev Chatzar once a year for the whole year, so then we could say Shabbos, Kivan Shutra Hutra, even in the case of a Geisus. We'll learn more about that in Simon Shin Ayin Dalad. Shmuel says, looking at the Bi'alacha, he brings an Atzi Al-Mogim, argues on the entire Magen Avraham. It's all Magen Avraham. It's not Pashut. Everyone agrees to what he says. The Machaber says a cotton also needs to have Erev Chatzeris. If a house that cotton lives in the house, and even though he's such a low kid, you cannot even eat a gazai, still, Shmuel explains, you include him in the Erev, then it's good. But you have to include him in the Erev. A guest does not ask, sir, like we learned in Simon Shin Ayin. Now we start in the next Simon Shin Ayin Bey, so Shutfi Adir is coming connected for an Erev. The Machabes is a Gagan, the roof of the houses, Chatzeris, the courtyards, Karfifos, the empty areas around the houses. We're all considered one big Rishus, and Kelim, the Rishavis, the start of Shabbos, either on the roof or in the Chatzar, and the Karfif, that connect to each other. You can carry them between the various Gagan, Chatzeris, Karfifos, even there's different owners for the various Gagan, Chatzeris, Karfifos, and they did not make Erev Chatzeris together. Mishbura adds in, Mavoyis also, like we see at the end of the Siv, Gag, Chatzar, Karfif, Mavoy, even with many different owners, but no Erev Chatzeris, no Shtuf, Mavoyis, all considered one. A kilim, a start off, and any of them, you can be tal to any of the other them, to the top of the wall, to the gag, any of these things, megag, legag, even if it's very tall, from a gag to a karfif, as long as the karfif is not more than base asayim, or if it's more base asayim, and it's a kavadira, it's more than base asayim, and it's not a kavadira, stamp can carry it, like we learned some shinuchas. A mavid has lech of a curry, you could carry it, it's connected to the chatzah, you could carry it from one to the other, no problem. That which you have to have Erev Chatzer is a shtuf mavoyis, only if a kilim at start of Shabbos, that rishavsu, in a bias Shabbat Chatzar. Those kelim, you cannot take them out to the Chatzar or to the Mavi, unless you have a Ruvah Chatzeris, Shtuv Mavois. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that's what Mishnah Berurah explains. Even the Bnei HaChatzar have an ear for themselves, and therefore, some of the kelim started of Shabbos in the bias will wind up now in the Chatzar on Shabbos Beheter. We're not afraid that if we allow you to carry the kelim Shabbos of a Chatzar to a different Chatzar, you'll also end up carrying the kelim Shabbos of bias that made it to the Chatzar out to a different Chatzar or to Gag and the Karfif. Kelim Shabbos of bias. They need their chatzeres to carry them out to the chatzer, Shtuv Mavois to carry them out to the Mavi. Kelim Sheshavos of a chatzer, you can carry them around all the chatzeres and Mavois. However, Mishnah Berurah points out that if you have Kelim Sheshavos of a bais, now even if they came to the chatzer beheter, because you had the Erev Chatzeres, let's say someone was wearing them, and that's how there's clothing, that's how made it out to the chatzer. You see over here that you cannot carry them to a different chatzer, they did not have Erev Chatzeres with them. Now what if you wore clothing out from a bais to a chatzer, and there was no Erev Chatzeres over here? But the reason you're able to get it out to the chatzar is because you wore it there. Or let's say someone carried it by mistake from the bais to the chatzar. So you see over here that you cannot carry it to chatzar acheres. Ayula carried within this chatzar more than the Al Amis? Or we say, no, there's no way of chatzaris, he cannot carry it in the chatzar either. That's not clear. The Bir Halacha brings a machlokes about it. However, to bring it out to a different chatzar or to a different bias to carry it at this point, that for sure will be asar, that you see clearly.